Dr. Cliff here on mindfulness and mayhem. And the word was mindfulness, but maybe it wasn't quite full. It was mindfulness, an interesting slip of the tongue. Just hearing something on MSNBC, I wish I could have recorded part of it, where the anchor lady was pointing out that they have mindfulness in the prisons, and then they have shivs and backstabbings and stabbings of all sorts. So is that working, really? The mindfulness and then the criminal behavior towards each other, as well as everybody. And I think that's an excellent, excellent question and point. It pulls into the picture the still soft voice, which is an applied mindfulness. It's not just a matter of kind of taking a left-wing relativistic view that everything's okay, or right-wing extreme view that you must think the way I think. But I think when we're talking about mindfulness and the inner experience of the still soft voice, which knows what's the right way to go and what's the wrong way to go, or what is not the right way to go, if you ask it, and it also has a philosophy connected to it loosely. The philosophy is a practical one about what works, how to solve problems, how to remain balanced, how to be okay, and how to see the other person okay. If we don't want to call it the soul, if we're shy to do that, or the laws and rules of the institution don't allow that, too bad. Because soul can be taken in a kind of a literary way. The old definition of soul, I think, could apply non-religiously or religiously. But in any case, if we're looking at our own soul and the other soul of the other person we're dealing with, or if we're looking at our own deeper, wiser part, let's put it that way, and the other person's deeper, wiser part, that's not only going to lead to better mindfulness in general, generically, but it's also going to lead to putting away the shivs, putting away the fisticuffs, putting away the brass knuckles, the baseball bats. I don't think the still soft voice would be in favor of smash and grab, or in terms of headbutting with each other. I think I can safely say that. But if your still soft voice says something different, let's talk about that. I would say that's not your still soft voice. That's another voice leading to difficulties, leading to conflicts, leading to passivity, doing nothing, or leading to violence and a lot of acrimony. So putting together the mindful revolution, which I'm trying to do on the site that we have on Facebook called The Still Soft Voice, where we do talk about the mindfulness revolution. Or at least we have the Time magazine picture up there when they talked about that. But we also want to apply it in terms of what it's all about and where it needs to be going in terms of taking the next step, the next leap, which began in 1989 but is not out there yet in a very widespread manner. We are under our first 1,000 people on the Still Soft Voice. And that first 1,000 will be important to help with the next 1,000. Greetings and peace.